You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand cities are having to make new tough decisions about infrastructure as extreme weather intensifies. I spoke to Professor Tayans Henning at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Engineering about New Zealand's infrastructure challenges and what the potential solutions are. I started by asking about the key challenges for New Zealand infrastructure and how they connect to ongoing discussions on climate resilience.
Thank you. That's a very good question. I just want to make it clear that in New Zealand, we have to refer to natural hazards, not just climate hazards, because obviously our seismic part of the equation is also a significant concern to us. So the challenges is, first of all, I'm not going to go into the climate change debate, because I don't think that's a helpful discussion. But what we are seeing is that these natural hazards are increasing in number, so they're happening more frequently. And we're also seeing that sometimes the intensity or the significance of these storm events are also increasing. So we're starting to see damages and disasters that we haven't noticed before. So we are living in a changing environment. And then, of course, the biggest challenge is financing. So money in the end of the day is our biggest challenge because, we don't have enough money to just look after our infrastructure as it is, and then be within, on top of that, also got to make provision to make it more resilient to natural hazards.
And what do you see as the barriers to responding to these challenges?
I think there's a number of barriers. I think conflicting demands would be certainly one of those barriers. So we have to, in the infrastructure space, make provision for a growing population or changing population, changing their demands in terms of what they would like to see as a service from the infrastructure. We do have aging infrastructure, so as our infrastructure is getting older, it is becoming more vulnerable or more fragile to impact from natural disasters. And then lastly, we've got just a certain amount of money. And it's a big challenge making a decision of the little bit of money we have, what are we going to invest that on? And what's going to be the best return for our community?
And I'm curious to know, what tools or research is available or that you have looked into to help planners approach these challenges?
Right now, in New Zealand, and thanks to support from central government, there's been some significant focus on, number one, understanding the hazards. So the one topic area that perhaps New Zealand is leading the world on is our ability to do a risk assessment of the natural hazards that we are facing. So that's an area that we've done a lot of work on and we've got a good knowledge base. The area that we are struggling with still is a little bit in the decision-making area, and again, that's mostly around finance and budget. So there's different things that you can do for something that's at risk. You can either remove it, build it somewhere else. You can improve it from an engineering perspective. You can accept the risk, of course, and then you can transfer the risk to insurance. Now, there's some very big decisions in terms of having to decide how much to invest in a very uncertain future. So, yeah, it is a challenging research area, but we are making some progress in that area. Then there's the area of physical, let's call it engineering responses. So using better resilient materials, improving our design aspects, and that more physical engineering aspects we are also working on as fast as we can.
Are there any tools, I know you have commented on AI, for example, that should maybe be avoided or at least used more carefully?
Yes, absolutely. I think that AI brings a huge opportunity to the technical community. There are some things that we got to remember and a bit of caution when we're using AI. For example, most of AI is based on existing knowledge or past knowledge. And as I said before, obviously there's a huge shift in terms of the things we have to provide for in the future and the things that we faced in the past. So that's one of the cautionary aspects. And then also remember that more out of the box and innovative thinking comes still from the human mind. So we need to, I guess, form a very strong and sensible partnership between the AI technology and what we have as human understanding.
And is there anything else you would want to speak to in terms of infrastructure challenges and responses?
Yes, I think just having constructive debates, because in the end, there's the technical and science community that's trying their best to communicate sometimes very complex aspects to the community. But at the end of the day, we want to also make decisions that's the best for our community's interest. So there's got to be a constructive dialogue and debate between the two parties, and that's always something that I encourage for people to learn more about some of these risks and what we can do about it, and then secondly advise on what's really important, what matters most to our communities.
That was Associate Professor Tiens Henning of the University of Auckland's Faculty of Engineering on the challenges for New Zealand's infrastructure in the face of increasing extreme weather events.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.